Thank you, Dean. That was great. So get to March, we begin to experience all of the things that that Dean has described. And at one level, it was shocking. At another level, it was very familiar, because what nonprofits saw, as they've seen in the Great Recession, post Lehman Brothers collapse, and in other contexts, there's a scissor thing that happens to nonprofits. Revenues go down as the economy contracts and people get scared. And at the same time, the need for nonprofits services goes up. So you have increased need and diminished revenues. That's my experience anecdotally, is that that is continuing today. Nonprofits, my clients, are struggling with fundraising, and they are struggling to meet the need that their communities confront. So Congress did step up in an enormous way. There was a huge amount of money and a lot of programs that were enacted, as Dean described. It was somewhat chaotic at the beginning, and what I would like to do is help people understand what was done and what the current state of play is, by kind of walking, keeping my food metaphor, sort of walking through the layer cake. What happened in the spring? What were the elements of the original legislation? What tweaks were made during the summer as things began to look bad again? And then what was most recently done in the Appropriations Act on the 27th of December? There are major pieces of legislation. There's a lot of nomenclature that we could get confused about. I'm going to try not to get bored down in that. We're going to talk about the Families First Corona Response Act, which involves paid leave, mandated paid leave for employees. We'll talk about the CARES Act and the various provisions that included in that, focusing particularly on some loan programs that have been very big and very important to nonprofits, and then also some tax issues. The traditional way Congress helps out nonprofits is with tax incentives, subventions through the tax code. We'll talk about some of those as well. And then, as I say, I'll go through what happened in the spring, and then we'll also talk about, this big Consolidated Appropriations Act, the big relief bill just after Christmas. Very complicated bill. You'll see it's got multiple divisions that include specific, acts that are denominated as such, providing relief to all employers, to nonprofits. And I'll try to explain that so people can understand what exactly is available and what has been done for your organizations and your clients. So start with one, in a sense, is the most intuitive thing that Congress did, is we're dealing with a pandemic and you've got a lot of sick people. So they changed the rules for paid sick leave. And this is the Family First Corona Response Act. And what it did is it required certain employers to provide paid leave, relying on two existing acts, the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act and the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act. And what they said is that you've got to give people paid time off. It became a requirement, but given the economic circumstances, government stepped up and provided assistance in paying people who would be off. And that was through a fully refundable tax credit equal to the amount of the compensation paid during the leave. So the credits included, comp, but also Medicare tax imposed on wages, and an allocable cost of maintaining health coverage for employee during that paid leave. There was an exception for small entities. If you didn't have 50 employees, you were exempted from the act. But the very simple, straightforward kind of money to employers to help employees deal with the pandemic. That was the spring. In the winter act, the Consolidated Appropriations Act, we extended eligibility for these credits. It did end at the end of last year, but then it was extended to go through March 31 of 2021. Although it's no longer required, it's now an optional arrangement. You can give paid leave and you can get the credits, but you're not required to do so any longer. Not to tread into Dean's space, but I think I understand there's some consideration that the Biden plan may actually revert back to mandating leave. So a specific and an intuitive subvention to employers. The big deal issue, though, I think the thing that has, most people were focused on during the early days of the pandemic is the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. I think of it as the legislation that introduced a lot of nonprofit lawyers to the Small Business Administration. As advisors to nonprofits, I think we all know how to find our way around the Attorney General's office, and we know our way around the Internal Revenue Service. But now what we found was clients who really needed to understand what was happening on with the Small Business Administration, because that's where the money came from for the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the agency that administered it. Very quickly, organizations, including some nonprofits, but not all, 501c3s and veterans organizations were eligible for the program, but not other 501c's, not 501c4s, not 501c6s.